Fence is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You see, Jezreel was the inheritance for Issachar. Remember when there were portions of land portioned out to all the tribes? Issachar was given the land of Jezreel. Remember the tribe of Issachar. What were they? They were the prophetic tribe. They had understanding of times to know what Israel ought to do. They were the ones. There were 250. You could go to them and they could prophesy. They could tell you. They understood times. So Jezebel and Ahab built the palace there to block, to take control of. But when Elijah came down from Mount Carmel, he outran the horses of Ahab to the gate of Jezreel. He made a mistake by not going in. He had the grace. He had come from the mountain. He had slain the prophets. He had defeat, but he stopped at the gate. You see, had he gone in, he would have carried that revelation in, but he stood there and waited for the revelation to come out, and they still had control. And she said, tell him that I am not the queen if he is not like one of these prophets that he just slew by this time tomorrow. And it hit him and he ran. And this man was not afraid. You see, the kingdoms are spiritual. He was not afraid of anything. He had just slain 450 prophets, outran a horse and chariot for 17 miles. You know, 100 meters, you know, somebody could probably outrun a horse with. 17 miles in a driving rainstorm. This man had a grace upon him because he was coming out of the mountain. Now that's a type of a mountain where there's divine intervention. Mount Carmel. But now on the other hand, and this is what we must understand too, God will sometimes take you to another mountain. Sometimes he will take you to Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb means desolate. It means drought. Dry. It has to do with heat and utter waste. Horeb. Now, when Elijah fled from the sorceries that were spewed out at him by Jezebel, he fled to Horeb. Okay? Horeb, first, is the place that Elijah fled to. Secondly, he fled because of the messenger of Satan. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment, because Horeb, and it doesn't sound practical to flee to Horeb, but there are times where God has a Horeb waiting for you. You see, Horeb is the place where Elijah came to the end of his own strength. Sometimes that mountain is your mountain to climb, because You've been going in your own strength, but you're finding that you're being defeated in your own strength. Your strength is not cutting it anymore. God says, I got a mountain for you. I want you to come to Horeb. Do you understand? When he fled from Jezebel, he went a three-day journey into the wilderness and lay up under a juniper tree and say, I want to die. I'm no better than my father's. Suicide spirit. I mean, he wanted to just leave this life. That spirit was hawking him. So, but when he slept, an angel appeared, and an angel baked him a cake. How'd you like an angel cooking for you? Baked him a cake and a cruse of water. He woke him and said, eat and drink. And Elijah woke, and he ate the cake, and he drank, and he went back to sleep. How many know naps are valuable? Come on, a nap will de-stress you. All that stress you're under, sometimes just take a nap. Time out. Just take a nap. You don't have to be a long nap. It'll be a cat nap, but it'll de-stress you. It'll cause you to focus again. He woke up the second time, and The angel was there, had baked him another cake. He said, eat, arise, eat, and drink. And then he said, for the journey, for here, from here on, the journey is too great for you. In other words, you can't go in your own strength now. You've done a lot of this. You've been divinely assigned, and God has divinely empowered you, but somewhere something hit you, and it put you into your own strength. And that's why you're running to this other mountain. You just had victory on that mountain. But somewhere you got into yourself. Remember, his testimony manifested some of that. I am no better than my father. What are you talking about, I? When has it been about you, Elijah? He started talking about, I want to die. I'm no better than. God sent him to Horeb. At Horeb, there's divine intervention too, the angels. Now notice something. God, what was a three-day journey to Horeb, God kept him in the wilderness for 40 days. It would have taken a three-day. It was just a three-day journey from Beersheba or under that juniper tree to Horeb. But God kept him out there to kind of, I'm going to say, deprogram him, to filter him out, to rid him of all the influence and those sorceries that had been spoken over his life or at him that were haunting him, filter him out. And then after reaching Horeb, and see, this is where when you come to the end of your strength, you find that it's not over. Come on, tell somebody, it ain't over till it's over. Now, you might have thought it was over. You might have thought you were done. You might have thought you were defeated. That's what Elijah thought till he got to Horeb. And at Horeb, he received a new commissioning, a new revelation and a new commissioning. And he understood that victory was going to be won corporately, that he was not alone in this thing. I'm going to teach on this sometime. You know, being lonely is an emotional thing. Being alone is a problem, is a personal problem, is a work problem. What do I mean by that? You see, if a person is lonely, it's due to emotions. It's an emotional thing. But God didn't say it's not good that the man be lonely. I'm just so lonely. That's just an emotion. You can overcome that. You can deal with that. Get busy. Get involved in something. But he said it's not good that the man be alone. He didn't say it's not good that the man be lonely. Loneliness is a result of emotions. And if you start to channel them or direct them in the right way, loneliness can be dealt with. But being alone is an issue of work. Let me explain. Adam could not reach his full potential alone. In other words, he was very limited as far as reaching or development of character or productivity. God said it's not good that the man be alone. He needs a helpmate. He needs someone with him so that he can reach his full potential. Are you understanding? See, when you're alone, you're going to be limited. You can do so much. But see, that's what Elijah did until God took him to Horeb and he gave him three names. He said, you're not in this alone. You've maxed out. You're discouraged because you're alone. But he said, now go back and anoint the king of Syria. Anoint Elisha and anoint Jehu. They're going to finish what you started. You're not in this alone. Are you understanding? See, loneliness is an emotional thing. Being alone is an issue of work, is an issue of limiting your potential. And it's not good that you be alone. You can work through that loneliness. Amen. That makes sense to you. Okay, well, that's a whole nother subject. I just wanted to throw something of that your way. Go with me to Mark 11. Mark 11. I'll start at verse 15. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. He said in verse 23 that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and thou be thou cast into the sea. There are mountains called Carmel. There are mountains called Horeb. There are mountains where there are Anakim. There are mountains that are places where the mountain of God will rise above all the other. And then there are mountains that Jesus says that you can speak to. I said there are mountains, difficulties, problems, challenges that you cannot seem to handle or get a handle on. Jesus said, if you say unto this mountain. You see, the mountain they were looking at was the fig tree having dried up at the root. Fig tree had no figs on it but leaves. It was not serving its purpose. It was not significant. And Jesus cursed it. And it dried up. And they took note of that. And then Jesus said, Have God's faith. Have the faith that God has. And if you do, you can say to these things that are not producing in your life, these things that have become obstacles to your destiny, these things that have been hindrances and distractions in your life, these things that have brought financial lack, hello, or insufficiency, sickness or disease, hello somebody. He said, you can say to this mountain.
We are continuing in part 59 of Mega Grace, Give Me My Mountain. There are different types of mountains in your life. Whatever your mountain may be, you can speak to it. Oftentimes, your encounter with lack, sickness, oppression, or depression may come in a different form you're not familiar with. God can move in any situation. You must have faith and trust in Him. He's able to move in a way or in an atmosphere you've never seen or been in before. Believe. Obey. Exercise the authority given to you in Mark 11:23 and speak to your mountain and command your mountain and every obstacle to be cast into the sea.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.